Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 11:30, your latest chance to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest. Text the word TOLD, T-O-L-D, TOLD, to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Your next chance is coming up at 12:30 to win. We're the only sports radio station in the city doing this, giving you 12 chances to win $1,000 each and every weekday from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. Listen on the 30s for the keyword. Like right now, it's TOLD. Text the word TOLD, T-O-L-D. And text TOLD to 72881. That's TOLD to 72881.
All right, welcome in. Show and Vern, a latest edition of Shop Talk. Bob Fesco from Fesco in the Morning. Catch every morning preceding us. 5:58 on the dock. Be listening. Brandon Kiley, producer of The Drive, and also leadoff 10 o'clock every Saturday morning. A great show. I want to jump right in with this, fellas, because I want you to help us with a disagreement that me and Serta was having about Gerald McCoy. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a perfect fit of anything, but Serta responded to us with saying it doesn't make any sense at all with the Chiefs. And to me, I look at that like shooting in basketball, bullpen arms in baseball. I don't think you can ever have too many pass rushers. Well, in my opinion, if you, especially in an all-in year, especially where the league is going pass rushers from the interior, I don't think you can ever have too many. So that's why I don't think Gerald McCoy doesn't make any sense.
I talked to somebody last night around the around that situation with McCoy, and I said, what do you think about the Chiefs getting him? And they go, he's 31 and he doesn't love football, so the answer is no. And I said, oh, okay, well, that's all I need to know then. So he's not really an option. They're not considering Gerald McCoy right now. But I like that point, Ron. I think that's a pretty good point. I think to compare him to not having enough pass rushers is right and correct. And the other thing that I was told is like they're saving that money for Chris Jones and for the quarterback because they know that they're going to have to pay him. And I'm not a guy who likes over 30. I'm like an ageist with football players. Once you hit that 30 mark, see you later, I'm out on you. And I think that's kind of where the Chiefs are on Gerald McCoy being at 31 and the fact that, you know, he may not love the game as much as he used to.
I think it's going to be interesting to see the money. Like, if this is a one-year, $5 million deal, something like that, where he takes a prove-it deal this year to play for a contender, and then next year he tries to go get another pretty significant deal on the market when he can hit free agency on his own, that would be something I'm interested in. If it's, though, like a two-year, $20 million deal, similar to what Malik Jackson, the defensive tackle from the Jaguars, who ended up going to the Eagles this year, $10 million per year, if that's the kind of deal he's looking for, I don't think it makes sense here because you've already got Chris Jones who's going to get paid. You've got Frank Clark who just got paid. You just drafted another defensive tackle in the third round. Last year you did so in the third round, and you paid a couple of other defensive ends this year. So I don't think it makes a ton of sense if he's asking for a lot of money because you still got to go get a corner potentially, and you've got other guys to re-sign. But if it's cheap, sure. Bring as many good players in on the cheap as you can.
And at 31, I don't think he'd be in on the cheap. I think he's more along the lines of 2 for $20. Let me get one last payday and get the hell out of here and call it a career, too.
Especially if playing in Tampa sapped the love of football, sure, off of him, like you allude to. Yeah, I don't know if I'm trying to give that guy the money. I think I'll choose an Ndamukong Suh if I'm going to search out for a defensive tackle like that.
And that's what I'm thinking, the impact that he could have. I think there are pressing needs. I think Serta was pushing this. There are pressing needs, like you said, at corner. Mm-hmm. I've listened to you, Brandon. Yeah. I know how you feel about the quarterback situation. And I do think there's a second tight end or something. There are other pressing needs, but it is hard for me to unload the thought of pass rushers, especially pass rushers up the middle. That's when you have gotten Brady, and Brady has been in the most trouble when he gets pressure up the middle. And if it's doable with the money that the Chiefs have, like, I don't think it's crazy, and I don't think it completely makes zero sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to stay there on the money because, yeah, Bob, you mentioned something about, you know, paying Chris Jones, and then you're eventually going to have to pay the quarterback.
Sure.
When I came into this offseason, I was expecting you're going to pay Chris Jones, You're going to pay Dee Ford a franchise tag, and you're going to pay Tyreek Hill. Well, you're not paying Tyreek Hill.
No, he's not getting any money.
You did not give that franchise tag to Dee Ford.
No money.
Chris Jones isn't paid yet, but I think that could still happen. Your big signings, Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, that's a total of like $13 million against the cap this year. So they still have money.
Sure.
Sounds like you're okay with them not spending that money prior to the season.
Yeah, I think we get so caught up in how much teams spend and what players make and things like that that we forget that there are some guys that are on this roster right now, like Patrick Mahomes, who don't make any money and really produce. You know, there's guys like Chris Jones who don't make a hell of a lot of money but really produce. I mean, I still think you've got a couple of guys, obviously, on affordable deals that you can, you know, utilize and,
well, you
and
can
get
take
a lot
care
out
of.
Chris
right. Right now.
You can take care of Chris Jones right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Jones
but
has a new deal.
But should you spend the rest?
I don't. But for what reason, though? Just to say you spent it? Like, I don't necessarily agree with that because I don't want a guy. Let's use Gerald McCoy as an example. If he truly is just trying to cash a paycheck and doesn't want to play and doesn't really love the game, you dealt with that with Eric Berry, and they were burned by the way that Eric Berry handled everything. As we've talked about in the morning, they were very happy to part with Eric Berry because you didn't know from literally day to day whether or not he was going to be ready and play for you. And,
but isn't it on them to identify a player that can make them better?
Sure.
Because you need a second tight end. You could use right. maybe a linebacker help, cornerback. Yeah. You could still find someone that can make you, even if it's only incrementally better.
So you're not talking Gerald McCoy specifically here.
Right.
Oh, I'm
right.
talking. Yeah, right. I still think I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow got a deal done for Patrick Peterson still today, even with him being suspended. I can tell you they are trying still to get Patrick Peterson here to Kansas City. And so I think in that instance, yeah, absolutely. But I don't want to. I think they may be a little scared by, and also Justin Houston, like, are you just cashing a check or do you want to be here? Like, I don't think they want to get involved with players that truly don't love the
sure.
game because they got burned by that in the past.
BK, I don't want to be sitting here in week 9 going, man, why didn't they spend that money when we knew there was going to be a hole at running back, tight end, or cornerback?
Yeah, the Chiefs right now have an advantage, and it is Patrick Mahomes. You mentioned it, Bob. He's on a cheap deal. That advantage lasts exactly one more year.
1 year.
So you have $25 million to play with. $25 million that next year is going to be taken up by Patrick Mahomes.
And
this
Chris
is your
Jones.
Advantage. Sure. This is your advantage now. You only have this while he's on this rookie deal. And so if you're the Chiefs, you ask the question, do I think they need to spend this money? Yes.
Hell
because
yes.
that's the advantage that you have right now. Now, the way you spend it, you could do it in a number of different ways. One way they could do it is instead of structuring the deals the way that they have with Sammy Watkins and Tyrann Mathieu and some of these guys that they've brought in, where they have the first year is super cheap and then it gets way more expensive as they go. With Chris Jones, if you can't find anybody else, right. if you can't bring somebody else in, let's say Gerald McCoy wants to go elsewhere, they're just not interested in him, well, then just give Chris Jones a ton of money in year one
right.
and make it cheaper as you go. And so later on, when Mahomes is $40 million a year, you don't have to worry about Chris Jones costing you another $20 million against the cap while you've got Frank Clark getting paid and Tyrann Mathieu getting paid.
That's funny you say that because nobody does that in football. Nobody front loads those contracts.
Well,
they back load because they'll never get to them.
But VK, you know the money as much as anybody.
It's all fake.
You can do anything.
Yeah, it's fake money. It's Clark Hunt said that. So
you can do anything with these contracts. This is where I stand, fellas, and you can respond to this. My thing is, as any Chiefs fan, I would feel like we know what time it is. It's Super Bowl mode right now.
Sure.
I've heard all of us on all our shows speak about it, and that's how it should be approached. Man, I just want to know you've done everything you could. You've turned over every leaf, whatever you could do to do it. I don't feel like they did that last year. I think they knew that defense was rough last year. And for them not to make a single move when you had a chance to win or get to a Super Bowl, I don't feel like they did everything they did. And as you said, it's more than what I thought. If they sit here with $25 million without a number one corner, without trying to do something.
But if they do that Chris Jones thing, I mean,
Russell
Wilson,
when you say trying, what do you want them to do now, though? Because we're in that spot now where free agency is done. You're not really going to sign a cornerback. And if you want to make a trade, you have to have another team willing to trade with you. And I don't believe the Arizona Cardinals, from what we've seen so far, are willing to make that trade for Patrick Peterson.
They may not be. The Minnesota Vikings have come out with signs
maybe.
Saying, please do something.
They've got the money now. They signed to their first-round pick. There is no reason for them to get rid of any of their guys.
Are you talking Kyle Rudolph with the Vikings?
Talking about Xavier
Rhodes. I'm talking about Xavier
Rhodes, too.
And they had their two corners, Rhodes and Wayne's, they put up.
They help. Like, they might not be great players, but they absolutely are an improvement over what the Chiefs have right now. The problem is the Vikings are in the same spot. They want to win this year, too. They brought in Kirk Cousins for a reason, and it wasn't to get them to the division championship. Like, they want to try to win a Super Bowl this year, so they're in the same spot as the Chiefs. Spend all the money. Next year, figure it out then. I did this this kind of discussion on my show on Saturday. I looked into the corners that have changed teams over the last 2 years. They just don't exist. The
good ones don't. They don't get away.
And so, as much as I want to criticize Brett Veach for not bringing somebody in here, it's hard to do when you look at the names that have actually changed teams. Those guys just aren't on the move. So maybe it is a criticism of Brett Veach, you should have drafted somebody, but that's really the only thing I can get on.
And that's where you can get it. And you're right. That's such a premier position in the NFL. And when you find really good ones at that spot, you're not giving them up. That's why I'm not a big believer in free agency in the NFL. If you're good enough, you stay with your team. Your team keeps you around. If they let you go, chances are you've got a wart or two and there's something quite not right with you. And that's why you got out in free agency. And as far as trading for a guy, I promise you, Brett Veach isn't just sitting back in his office kicked up with his feet on the desk going, hey, we got ourselves a great team here. You know, he can make all the outgoing calls and text messages and tweets and things that he wants, but if he doesn't get anybody to respond and say, yeah, we're in the market, sure, let's do this deal, then there's not much he can do. Like, I said it the other day, he can't fly to Arizona physically, like kidnap Patrick Peterson,
I wish you could,
bring him back to Kansas City, and all
that'd
of a sudden
great.
He's playing, right? You just can't do that. You have to have another team willing to go. So to say he's not doing everything and you wish he would do more, there comes a point, though, where your hands as a general manager are 100% tied because you need the other team to respond and say yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that I don't think Andy and Brett, mostly Andy, are looking to make a move. I think they are. I think the history of what they've done this offseason, Frank Clark and them, shows they may still make a move down the line. I just like you said, I don't want to get to week 9 and we sit here and I watch the Rams somehow turn it over to get things that they needed. They went and brought two new corners in last year in the offseason.
Sure. They also had a team that was willing to deal a cornerback last year, too.
And Tlaib. Yeah. But they brought in pass rushers where they needed. I just hope the Chiefs get to a point where they expend every avenue that they can. And I can't be mad if you do everything you possibly
There's
can.
Also an obvious spot. Like, corner, we are all sitting here in this room. It's the obvious spot that they need to upgrade. They just got to find a way to do it, and that's the hard part.
Appreciate you guys jumping on.
You bet.
Fantastic conversation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.